welcome to the program, Isaac, or welcome again, and congratulations on your week of footy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's been a long wait for you. It's been a tough wait. I'm sure you're going to do, 30 of these interviews over the next 3 days. But I suppose you've got to stand that answer for me as to how tough it was during a season of watching on.
The months leading up to the game was pretty tough. I didn't really think I'd ever, play well, or was pretty nervous going into the game. But, yeah, pretty cliche. As soon as I stepped over that white line, I was playing footy again.
Kind of player who almost feels comfortable that he's in his world when he's inside the white line.
Yeah. Now, you kind of get in the zone and you just, play your part for the team, but then all those other things happen, because you're playing your part. So, I was pretty happy on the weekend.
And you've always been thrown to me as an instinct kind of player, a player who doesn't necessarily have to think about everything he's doing. When you're in flow, you play your best.
Kicking off the all my life, so as soon as I get to the game, it's kind of nothing new. I do those in the warm ups and practicing just as any other skill asset.
You've been given the rein by Stuart Dew to use your instinct as much as you ever have, as opposed to trying to game plans and what you must do every time you get to the ball and have you think about that first.
Yeah, well, we have our key focuses going into the game, obviously. And as a forward line, we have our key focuses as well. And as long as I nail those, we don't want to, put too much structure on me. But, yeah, as long as I nail them, then I can cut it. It's good.
But your belief factor is you can pretty much snap a goal somehow in your hand. You've got that belief factor in yourself to find a way, haven't you?
Yeah, of course. I back myself from... It's funny because I feel like snaps for me are easier than a set shot, really, or like kicking it right in front, just because I've been doing it so long and growing up and running around with my brothers, outside of home on the street and trying to roll them through, stovey poles and trees. So, yeah, it comes pretty instinctive when you get out there. So,
I spent a bit of my youth growing up at Royal Park. And just working down the road in Henley. You're a Henley boy as well, almost in the shadows of Football Park. Did you grow up with a footy in your hand all your youth?
Yeah, obviously I went to Henley High and spent most of my time down there. I grew up playing a few different sports. I played mostly basketball and football. I feel like those in hand, but I also tried out tennis and rugby, which I wasn't too good. But happy to put my hand up and play.
And who did you look up to? It's a pretty multicultural area where you lived, I presume. You had a pretty good sort of basic upbringing in Henley and growing up in that area.
Yeah, well, Mum and Dad had to move into the city and change their lifestyle for us younger kids. Obviously, went to Henley because of the footy program, and got in there and Henley was good to me because. Yeah, you could learn about footy at school, which was good. But
And when you got to West Adelaide, you obviously played senior footy at a pretty young age, so you got thrown up against men fairly early in your football life.
Going into those back in those days, I guess I didn't really worry about the bigger bodies too much. I just loved playing our footy and playing any sport. So. No matter who I was up against or what field I was on or where I was, and it's kind of like now we have a mantra we want to play anywhere, anytime. So yeah, I've always been brought up kind of in that mindset. So no matter who I'm going up against, I just give it 100% and hopefully do well.
What was your feeling once you obviously you didn't win the game, but your feeling when you sat back and looked at your own game and thought, okay, well it's nice to have got that one out of the way, almost a confirmation to yourself. That you're up to the level?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, yeah. Going into the game, I was nervous, but, at the end of the game, I thought I played pretty well, and that was just a tick that I can, that I can stand up to this level, and I'm sure I'll have to back it up this week and in the weeks to come, and hopefully I can play some good, consistent footy and, get some more footy under my belt throughout the years.
So it's a double whammy for you because now in your own mind, you're confident that you can do it at the level, but in everybody else's mind, they now know Isaac Rankin's a guy that needs to be shut down.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Where will you play your long-term footy, do you think, Isaac? Are you a natural forward?
I guess I've been brought up as a forward, but I wouldn't mind going through the midfield, Stewie, please. But yeah, I think I've rotated through the midfield in state footy and down at Westies as well, and all my local footy. So I was mainly forward, but hopefully I get some, you know, a few more kilos on me, get a bit stronger, start lifting some heavier weights, and they'll put me into the midfield for a little stint. So yeah.
Do you have a license to drift up the field if you feel like going for a run, or do you have to stay closer to the 50?
Depends on the day, really. If I'm hot, close to the goals, then I guess I'll stay to the goals. But yeah, whatever the coaches need me to do, I'm happy to do it. If they want me to go up, if they want me to stay deep or go midfield, I'm happy with whatever they instruct me to do. So
what's your mindset when you haven't had the ball for 5 minutes? Are you the kind of player who simply wants to go somewhere to get it, or are you going to be patient and wait back for it to come? Because that I kind of sense from you that look in your eye that you want to go and get it if you haven't had it for a while.
Yeah, I think if I haven't had the ball for a little bit, you start to put doubts in your mind during the game as well. So you need for me personally, I like to just get a few tackles and a few knocks, and then you just back in your mindset again. And the ball, you know, the harder you work, the more the ball you're gonna get. And yeah, the ball just pretty much ends up in my hand. But that's off the back of, you know, working hard and laying a few tackles.
What was your thoughts about the Gold Coast the day you were drafted, and your thoughts about them now? In reality, that you've been there for a year and a bit, and you're now a pretty major cog in that overall mechanism.
Oh yeah, when I first got drafted, I was kind of happy to go wherever, and had an idea that I was going here, and I was kind of just preparing myself. Obviously, didn't want to move home. I don't think anyone would really want to move home, but as soon as I got here, the club embraced me, and all the boys here, all the lads here have been just been like great to me, and they made a good environment for, you know, all the other kids to transition into, like Noah and Rowley and stuff like that. We've embraced everyone that's come through the club, and I think that's the biggest thing, that they've made it not all about footy. It's a lifestyle as well. So yeah, it's been good here.
Length of contract is one thing, but just being able to feel like you're home on the Gold Coast is another. It seems, I've been told that you do feel like it's home, even though when you left Adelaide to go there, it would have been a big unknown for you.
Yeah, 100%. I think, spending, you know, the last couple of years here, I've put myself out there and made it feel like home. I think the biggest thing is you got to be willing to move somewhere else and really embrace where you're at, really. So I think I've done that pretty well, and now I kind of don't want to go back to Adelaide. I love Gold Coast too much, and it's the best place to live in Australia, so that's the best thing about it.
And your first impression of Stuart Dew, it's hard to actually get an assessment of a guy when you meet him for the first time, or you meet him a few times. But now that you know him, is it a relief to know that the guy you first met is the real guy? That he's actually that kind of infectious character that really does love the fact that he's got some guys, young guys like you to work with?
Yeah, I think Stu is great to us, and we go to his house for dinners and stuff. Obviously, not right now with all the COVID stuff going on, but in the past, he makes sure he embraces us. Like, he's not one of the coaches that, you know, staunches around and stuff. He really embraces all the young kids here and everyone here. And same with like David Swallow and Jared Witt. They really want to make sure that this place is a good environment for anyone to strive. So yeah.
And you're away from. Have you played at the you wouldn't have played at the SCG before, I presume.
No, I haven't, no. Keen to get out there this weekend. Looks nice.
Bit of history about it, and you're looking forward to the challenge of walking on that hallowed turf.
Yeah, I'm keen to get out there again, and like, as I said, just try and back up my performance from the last weekend. Obviously I haven't played at the Oval, but yeah, it'll be a privilege to be able to step out there and play footy for Gold Coast.
I'm not sure if you saw their game on the weekend, but they're not going to give you much room down there in your attacking 50 by the sounds of things, the Swans.
Oh, no, they're a pretty hard contested kind of team. And like I said before, as long as I can, you know, stick to our structure and our brand of footy, and it doesn't matter who's kicking the goals, if it's Seco or Darth or Benny Ainsworth and stuff like that. So, yeah, as long as I stick to our brand, hopefully I can, you know, get away from them.
And the unknown about, you know, where footy's going to be in a couple of weeks, is it one of those young minds that you've got that you just roll with the punches are you happy to just go and play where you need to play? You're not concerning yourself too much about what's beyond this week?
Yeah, you've said it there. I think the club's made it an emphasis on, you know, anywhere, anytime for us, all us players. So I haven't got no girlfriends or no kids back home, so I'm not too worried about moving away and spending a few weeks in Wollongong or wherever it may be. So yeah, I'm happy to play anywhere, anytime.
It's great to have a chat to you, Isaac. I know we spoke to you on draft night, and it's always been something that has been in my mind. Can't wait to see you play. Can't wait to see you play. And the whole world's now seen you play and can't wait to see you play again. Congratulations on what you've done. Don't get down if you have a couple of bad weeks and week two isn't as good as week one. Yeah. We know how big a future you've got. There'll be bumps along the road, but you've got a huge future. So keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Dane. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Speak to you soon.
Isaac Rankin, this week's NAB Rising Star. By the way, the Suns are close to breaking their all-time membership record. That's how good they're going at the moment. We know how big Matt Rowe was for their first couple of weeks. Well, now Isaac Rankin and co have helped the Gold Coast Suns head towards their all-time record. You can sign up for just $39 if you want to. So help the Suns break their record. If you want to jump on the bandwagon, then jump online and buy a membership for $39. GoldCoastFC.com.au. GoldCoastFC.com.au. They're putting a smile on a lot of people's faces, so you can help them out that way. That chat with Isaac Rankin for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. He's a ripper, and he's going to be around for a long time. Talk to you about it after the break. 1300 736 736 is the number. The open line, thanks to Werribee Kia. Your call's next.